Streisand and Lisa Tucker are the Marketplace editing staff. The managing editor is George Judson. Tomorrow on the Market.
All right, we are back with Rob Lanham and Naknek Alaska, and we are ready for the King Cove T-Jacks. How's it going, Rob?
Going great, Virgil. Thank you, and we're just in time for the start of this one as the King Cove T-Jacks, undefeated with a 10-0 record, come in against the 3-1 Manicotic Lynx in the first game of the Sockeye Classic for both of these teams, a first-round game here this afternoon. Earlier today, the Sandpoint Eagles fell 65-50 to Dillingham, and we'll give you some scoring updates from that game here in just a bit. We do have those. The T-Jacks are getting ready to tip off against Manicotic, led by first-year coach Nick Gilbertson. And the tip will be number 41, Jason Mike, against Johnny Samuelson. The referee puts it up, and Manicotic wins the tip in the backcourt right in front of us, where number 33, Theron Paul, takes the ball. Gets over to Jonathan Franklin. He takes it across the timeline. On the left wing, here's a pass, jump pass back over to Paul. He gets it on the right wing, or to Paul from Franklin, I'm sorry. And the ball is going to be knocked loose, and it's going to go to the T-Jacks. So King Cove with their first possession of the game, 7:42 to play. No score on the court for the T-Jacks. Johnny, Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, Cody Mack, and Christian Christensen getting the start today. Mark fakes a three right in front of us, gets it back to Johnny here on the left wing. Nice pass down to Christensen. Mark takes a three. It's going to be off. No good. Rebounded by the Lynx. They push the ball up to four. Number 23 with a nice running left-handed layup. Matt Andrews for his first 2 points of the game, and he draws a foul. And that foul is going to be on Johnny Samuelson. Johnny's first, team's first. And Matt Andrews goes to the line to attempt to convert the three-point play for Manicotic, and he does. And the Lynx are out to a quick 3-0 lead. Johnny brings the ball up right side for the T-Jacks. Stutter step, drive, dishes nice pass to Avery Samuelson, and his layup is up and in. Nice assist there by Johnny, and it's 3-2 Lynx. The ball is brought up on the left by Matt Andrews. Some defensive pressure there by Cody Mack and Mark Newton. He drives down the left corner. Gets the ball out to Benji Moken. And now Jonathan Franklin has it. Back over to Moken on the right wing. Cross-court pass. Here's a three-point attempt. No good off the front of the rim, but the rebound grab by Manicotic. The ball is thrown up. A no-look shot by Manicotic. Another off shot. A tip again there by Jason Mike. And the ball is still up for Manicotic. Benji Moken misses a put back. And the T-Jacks finally grab the board. Johnny Samuelson races down court with it. Drives to the middle, dishes to Avery Samuelson. Avery with a fall-away jump shot, good! And Avery off to a fast start with all four T-Jack points. The T-Jacks take their first lead of the game, 4-3 with 6:25 to play in the first quarter. Ball is brought up by Matt Andrews. He's dribbling patiently at the top. Set for a long three-pointer, and it's off the front of the rim. No good, but the rebound is grabbed there by the Lynx. The shot partially blocked by Avery Samuelson. It goes back out top to Benji Moken. And Manicotic will reset the offense. Jonathan Franklin with it against a 2-3 zone for the T-Jacks. Kicks it down in the corner there to Matt Andrews. Matt Andrews back to Franklin. Takes a long three from the left side. Off no good. The long rebound comes out to the Lynx. Handed off to Benji Moken. Back to Franklin. Franklin over to Andrews. Andrews drives left. Goes up for a two-point shot. Rolls around and out. No good. The rebound grabbed by the Lynx. A handoff underneath to Jason Mike, and he's going to be fouled by the T-Jacks. That foul is going to go against Johnny Samuelson. Two fouls already against Johnny. That does not bode well for the T-Jacks. And number 41, Jason Mike, goes to the line for the Lynx. 5:43 to play first quarter. Jason's first shot is up, and no good, in and out. T-Jacks cling to an early 4-3 advantage. He takes a practice follow-through there. The referee gives him back the ball. Jason Mike dribbles, sets, shoots. And that one's short, and the rebound is grabbed by Johnny. Johnny with a long underhanded scoop for Cody, and it's knocked away by Benji Moken, but Cody recovers to Avery. Mark Newton has it in front of us, gives it top to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny dribbling, calls the play. A bounce pass over to Mark Newton on the far side. Avery Samuelson fakes a three, launches it out. His pass is intercepted there by Jonathan Franklin. Good athleticism shown there by Franklin as he went high in the air to intercept that lob intended for Johnny Samuelson. He brings it down and dribbles left side, now splits the defense, goes in. His pass is stolen there by Christensen. T-Jacks coming down 3-on-3. Nice dish to Cody Mack by Johnny Samuelson. He's blocked from behind by Matt Andrews, following good hustle and defense by Andrews for the Manicotic Lynx. And the T-Jacks have the ball out of bounds under their own basket right in front of us. Johnny Samuelson slaps the ball, puts it out to Christensen. His shot up, no good. Christian gets his own rebound, goes up. He's rejected there by Jason Mike. The T-Jacks get the ball back, though. Avery Samuelson with it to Mark Newton. Top, he gives it to Christensen. Here's Cody Mack for a three down the corner, in and out, no good. Christensen with the rebound, goes up, dishes the ball back to Johnny Samuelson, and Johnny resets the offense. With 4:45 to play first quarter, T-Jacks 4, Manicotic Lynx 3. Johnny picks up his dribble, looks for an open man, hits Mark Newton on the right wing. Back to Johnny. He dribbles down the right side, splits the defense, goes in up and under with the scoop. No good, nothing but glass there. And the rebound is taken down by Theron Paul. And the Lynx will have the ball. There's an inadvertent horn from the scorer's bench. Let's see what the call is here. The referee over conferring with the scorer's table. Coach Nick Gilbertson, the first-year coach of the Manicotic Lynx, their record is 3-1. They took two games from Dillingham and split a pair with New Halen. The King Cove T-Jacks at 10-0 after a 58-53 win last night over the Lumen Christi Archangels, a game in which Lumen Christi nearly overcame a 25-point deficit. And here we have a technical foul. And okay. Looks like the technical is going to be against the T-Jacks. Cody Mack in the new white jersey, wearing number 3, and they apparently had him in the scorebook as 13, and so that's going to result in two free throws after the technical by Matt Andrews. He sinks the first to tie the game at 4. He'll have one more, followed by a possession for Manicotic. His second one is up and no good. And so Cody normally wears number 13, but they got their new jerseys back last night, actually, before flying out here to Naknek this morning. They're wearing white, trimmed in black with black numbers. Manicotic with black and looks like gold down the side and white numbers. Their ball now is Jonathan Franklin dribbles at the top, goes down the right side, gets open for a 12-footer, and he knocks it down. Nice shot there by Franklin. Manicotic with a 6-4 lead. The ball is brought down quickly by Johnny Samuelson. He loses it, gets it back to Cody Mack, over to Avery Samuelson for an open three. Short, no good. Johnny Samuelson runs the rebound down in the far corner, takes it back to the top, and goes through the half-court circle and resets offense. He has the ball stolen away now by number 13, Jonathan Franklin. He slows it down in the front court for the Lynx, and they'll run their offense against the 2-3 T-Jacks zone. Jordan Hamilton not starting in this one. Here's the ball pass cross court from Matt Andrews back to a very patient Jonathan Franklin. 3:28 to play first quarter. 6-4, the Lynx with the lead over the T-Jacks. Here's some pressure by Mark Newton. Franklin takes the ball, lobs it cross court to Matt Andrews in the left wing. He dribbles towards Cody Mack. Cody puts some good defense there and forces him back outside. He drives in now and gets the ball to Benji Moken. He drives in, kicks it outside for Matt Andrews. No good, and he shoots an air ball, but the rebound is taken there by Jason Mike, and he puts it in off the glass, and it's 8-4, Manicotic Lynx. Johnny Samuelson comes down, dribbles between his legs, puts the ball out to Cody Mack. Cody with a cross-court pass to Avery. Avery's got a three, but he passes it up, fakes it, now dishes it inside to Christensen, to Mark Newton at the top, to Johnny Samuelson, back around to Cody Mack, down to Christensen in the corner, back to Cody, looking for Mark in the lane, not open. Cody puts up a two, no good. The ball hits the floor, and the rebound is recovered by Christensen, but stolen away there by Theron Paul, and the Manicotic Lynx have the ball. T-Jack's looking a little sluggish here in the early going. We flew down here this morning from Anchorage. The teams were up about 5 a.m., and after a rough game last night, they're probably a little bit weary. And here we have a traveling call on Jonathan Franklin, and he faked a shot, and actually maybe even an up and down. The ball go back to the T-Jacks. 2:21 to play first quarter. Manicotic Lynx 8, King Cove T-Jacks 4. Mark Newton brings it up, a lob to Avery Samuelson, who has all 4 T-Jack points, gives it to Johnny on a give and go. Avery goes up with a reverse, no good, falls off the back of the rim, rebounded there by Jason Mike for the Lynx. He hands the ball off to Wesley Ellerelia in the game for the Lynx. We'll just call him Wesley. That'll be easier. Here's a pass off the hands of Benji Moken. The ball is loose. Cody Mack guarded him closely, but he kicks it back out to Matt Andrews. Back to Moken. Back to Andrews. They play catch. Andrews lobs it across. for Franklin. Franklin goes up, puts up the shot, and good. He picked Johnny Samuelson off his feet and put up the shot. Now Johnny comes down, goes in hard, and draws a blocking foul. That's a big call there for the T-Jacks. If that had gone the other way, Johnny would be looking at his third foul, and they can ill afford that. So Johnny Samuelson go to the line to shoot two here with a minute 39 to play. First quarter. Referee gets the ball to Johnny. He dribbles, sights in his first shot, and it's good. So Johnny Samuelson gets on the board for the first time this afternoon. In the game now from Anacortes is Kiko John. He replaces Jason Mike. Second shot coming here for Johnny. He puts it up, and good. 2-for-2 from the line for Johnny, and it's 8-6 Manicotic, or I'm sorry, 10-6 Manicotic for the 4-point lead as time winds down here in the first quarter. Jonathan Franklin dribbling the ball patiently, gets it over to Matt Andrews. He lobs it out for Kiko John. Kiko John with it back to Franklin. Franklin dribbling on the right side, kicks it over across to Andrews. Andrews just holds the ball there. Now he begins to dribble. Goes behind Benji Moken, but lobs the ball back across to Jonathan Franklin. He gets it to Matt Andrews, and we have a traveling call on Benji Moken as he took the pass and tried to split the T-Jacks defense. Turnover back to the King Cove Tundra Jacks. 1:04 to play first quarter, and we have a couple of substitutions coming in here. Josiah Mack enters the game for Avery Samuelson. Avery with a good start with 4 points. And Tyler Naniluk comes in the game, replacing Benji Moken for the Manicotic Lynx. Clock ticks under 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Mark Newton brings the ball up, gives it to Johnny Samuelson at the free throw line. He drives in, puts up a six-footer block there. Nice block by Wesley Alarelia, and the ball is then thrown out of bounds as Johnny recovered it and tried to pass it out to Josiah Mack. Turnover to the Manicotic Lynx with 52 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ball inbounded there by Naniluk to Matt Andrews. He comes up. Again, the T-Jacks looking somewhat sluggish here in the early going. Manicotic seems to be very patient and seems to be a good shooting team as well as hitting the offensive glass particularly well. The ball is just dribbled around there by Andrews. He lobs it now on the right side to Jonathan Franklin, and he's going to be called for the charging foul. So Jonathan Franklin with his first. I believe that's the team's first, and it is. He put his shoulder down, decided he was going to take it in inside and charge, I believe, into Josiah Mack. Ball across the timeline now by Mark Newton over to Johnny Samuelson. Under 30 seconds to play first quarter. Johnny dribbling between the legs near the half-court stripe. No defensive pressure applied. He lobs it over for Cody Mack. Cody kicks it across to Mark Newton. Mark dribbles across, gets it to Christensen. Christensen back to Newton. The ball goes onto the floor. It's recovered there by Mark Newton, and that's going to result in over and back call against the T-Jacks. Coach Ralph Lindquist so far sitting calmly on the sideline. 11 seconds to play. The Manicotic Lynx windbound. The ball comes in there to Naniluk, or Alarelia, sorry, Wesley. And his pass intended for Matt Andrews is knocked out of bounds by Mark Newton. 6 seconds to play, Lynx basketball. Here's a pass in the middle. Nice dish there to Franklin. His shot from the foul line is no good. Johnny Samuelson with it. 2 seconds to go. He puts up a three. No good. But the shot was just a bit late. And that ends the first quarter of play here at the Sockeye Tournament. In our game between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Manicotic Lynx, with the score at the end of one, Manicotic 10, King Cove 6. And we'll be back to you in 60 seconds.
All righty. Thank you so much, Rob. We'll give you a break. Here you go. Here's some music.
All right, everyone, back here, Back here with you in Naknek, Alaska at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium for the Sockeye Classic, beginning the second quarter of action. In this first round game with the Manicotic Lynx holding a 10-6 lead over the King Cove T-Jacks. The Lynx inbound across the way, and the ball comes in from, from Wesley. And he passes into Matt Andrews, who goes on the other side to Jonathan Franklin. Back to Andrews on the left wing. Pass stolen away by Cody Mack, and now it's knocked away from behind from Cody by Matt Andrews, who recovers it himself. And we're going to have a foul there on Cody Mack for the push as he tried to return the favor. First foul on Cody, third on the T-Jacks. Some scoring from the earlier game with Sand Point. Troy Bowsley had 6, Mallory Gunderson 2, Brandon Smith 16, and C.J. Roby 26 for the Sand Point Eagles in their 65-50 loss to Dillingham. Now the Lynx have the ball. Matt Andrews dribbles, tries to launch it inside. It's knocked loose there by Josiah Mack. The ball on the floor, and Josiah recovers it, gets it to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny dribbles down the right side, comes in the lane, jump stop, goes up and under, lays it up and in. Nice move there by Johnny Samuelson. And he now has 4 points, and it's 10-8 Manicotic. 7:10 to play here in the first half. The ball is brought up now by Jonathan Franklin. He's pressured by Johnny and Cody. His lob pass goes to Wesley. Wesley throws it across there to Matt Andrews on the left wing. Andrews lobs it back for Wesley, kind of high, and it's stolen away by Johnny. He gets it ahead to Cody. Cody lays it up. No good. He got too far under the hoop and missed that one badly. And the ball is recovered over here in front of us by Wesley Alarelia, who passes it across to Matt Andrews, and he brings it across the line. I'm sorry, Jonathan Franklin with it. Now here's a long shot by Wesley. A 3, nothing but air. Caught there under the basket by Christensen. He gets it off to Johnny Samus, and the ball is knocked away and picked up right in front of us by Tyler Nanaluk. He gets it across to Jason Mike, and his pass goes to Matt Andrews, who's called for a travel, and the ball is turned over back to the T-Jacks. 10-8, Manicotic with the lead. 6:25 to play, second quarter. Two referees for this game. Last night we had 3, Lumen Christie. Ball is inbounded by Christensen to Johnny Samuelson, over to Josiah Mack, to Mark Newton right in front of us in the left corner. He gives it back to Johnny. Johnny waves him down and dribbles to the left wing. Dribbling the ball, looks inside for Josiah Mack. Josiah pumps, goes up. Air ball by Josiah. The ball is bouncing around, and it's on the floor, and it's taken out by Jonathan Franklin. He goes down 1-on-3 against the T-Jacks. His shot is up, no good. The rebound is loose, picked up by the Lynx. And the ball goes out. Who has that? Jonathan Franklin, he lobs it out topside to Benji Moken, and they reset their offense, leading the T-Jacks 10-8. Here's a pass over to Matt Andrews. Andrews dribbles against Cody Mack, out there defending. Cody wearing number 3 in the white jersey. The ball is given off here to Michael Nanaluk in the game now for Manicotic. He gets it back to Benji Moken. Benji goes right, back left, drives in, and throws up a wild shot, attempting to draw the foul against Johnny Samuelson, and nothing is called, and rightly so. He just kind of threw his body in there wildly, and the ball goes over to the T-Jacks. 5:29 to play, first half. T-Jacks trail, Manicotic, 10-8. Mark Newton gets it to Johnny. He brings it across the line, down in the right corner for Cody Mack. Dribbles, gets it back to Johnny. Johnny takes an open 3 from the right wing, around and in. Went around, came off the backboard and in. And I do believe that was a long-distance 3. Johnny with 7 now in the game. And the T-Jacks reclaim the lead at 11-10. They're on a 7-0 run. Double-team defense now up here against Franklin. He passes the ball over to Nanaluk. He's guarded there closely by Johnny. Throws a bounce pass into Benji Moken. Throws up a shot on the run. No good. The ball is tipped around. Comes out and recovered by Theron Paul. He gets it back to Jonathan Franklin, and he hits a 3. He has 7 points now, and the Lynx take the lead 13-11. Johnny Samuelson goes left, back, right. Nice dish to Josiah Mack. His shot is blocked from behind, and it'll be out of bounds underneath the T-Jacks basket, King Cove basketball. Nice pass there by Johnny. Josiah took too long getting the shot up, though, and well defended there by Manicotic. Number 41, Jason Mike, with the block. Have another substitution now as Matt Andrews re-enters the game for Michael Nanaluk. Johnny slaps the ball, looking for an open man. Bounce pass in the corner to Cody Mack. Cody drives around his man. It's stripped away there. It's on the floor, and the ball is picked up by Jonathan Franklin. Coach Nick Gilbert telling the Lynx to slow it down, run the offense, and Jonathan does that. He's double-teamed by Johnny and Cody, but gets the ball over on a jump pass to Theron Paul on the right side now down in the corner. Here's a trap on number 23, Matt Andrews. Here's a long shot now by Jonathan Franklin. No good. Off to Samuelson. Long pass for Cody Mack, and Cody loses the ball out of bounds. Had an easy layup there. Took his eyes off the pass, and it went off his knee out of bounds after slipping through his hand, and it'll go back to the Lynx. 13-11, Manicotic with the lead, under 4 minutes to play in the first half. First round action from the Sockeye Classic here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Double team defense now at the top on Andrews, or Franklin, gets the ball across to Andrews. His shot off the glass and rebounded by Mark Newton. Mark loses it but recovers, now brings it across the timeline. Over in front of us here for Johnny Samuelson on the left wing. Johnny dribbles, stutter step, goes in, puts up a running one-hander. No good. The ball is loose and recovered by Cody Mack. He gets it out to Mark Newton. Mark now lobs the ball far side for Johnny. Johnny's going to take the open three. No good off the back of the iron. The rebound is loose right in front of us, and Benji Moken picks it up for the Lynx. He gets it across to Jonathan Franklin, and with 3:10 to play, Manicotic crosses the timeline, leading King Cove 13-11. Here's a pass from Franklin over to Moken. Franklin breaks a double team. Cross-court pass by Moken. Now it's lobbed inside for Jason Mike. He goes up, partially blocked by Josiah Mack. Josiah comes down with the ball, and his attempted outlet pass is partially blocked there by Benji Moken, but he's also going to draw the loose ball foul, I believe. That is the call. Benji Moken with his first, team's third. And referee is back to the scorer's bench, smiling there as they get something straightened out. He hands the ball to Johnny Samuelson with 2:55. He inbounds it to Christensen. Christian gives it back, and Johnny walks it across the timeline, across the Angel logo at the half-court circle. Lobs the ball over to Mark Newton, nearly got away from Mark. He throws it across court to Cody Mack. Mark's wide open over here. He gets it back. Mark shoots a three. No good. And the ball is out of bounds as Christensen made a good effort to try to save it but could not. And the ball goes back to the Lynx with 2:35 to play. This high-powered King Cove T-Jack offense not running in first gear, ain't really running at all right now as they trail 13-11 and just look totally out of sync. The ball is brought up now on the left wing by Matt Andrews. He throws it to Benji Moken, back to Andrews. On the left side for Wesley. Wesley goes up with a two-pointer. Short, no good. The rebound by Christensen. Christian off to Johnny. He comes down. He's got help. Nice dish to Mark Newton. Mark puts it up and in. Nice play there on the fast break by the T-Jacks, and they draw even 13-all with 2:06 to play in the first half. Matt Andrews brings the ball up now. 2-3 zone defense for the T-Jacks. He starts to split the defense, closed off by Mark Newton, Johnny Samuelson, lobs it to Benji Moken. Nice look inside for Jason Mike, and he goes up strong against Josiah Mack and puts it in. 4 points now for Jason Mike as Naknek retakes the lead. Johnny Samuelson splits the defense, coming quickly down the lane, and there's a foul on the play against Manicotic. That foul is going to go against Wesley Ellerelia. His first team's should be the fourth, I believe. Manicotic, and we have a substitute in now. Benji Moken is replaced by Kiko John. Johnny Samuelson taking the ball underneath the T-Jacks basket. Slaps the ball, takes the pass in, now dishes it to Avery Samuelson, back to Johnny in the corner. He fakes, drives the lane, nice bounce pass to Mark Newton. Mark puts it up and good. Nice shot there by Mark off the feed from Johnny. He has 4 points in the game, and it's 15-all with a minute 30 to go here in the first half. Manicotic brings it across the timeline. Ball being dribbled there by Andrews. He goes right wing, puts up a two-pointer, and it's good. Nice jump shot there by Matt Andrews. He has 6 points in the game. And Johnny brings it down quickly, looking to drive the lane, pulls it back out, resets the offense, or sets it actually. Now he drives in, takes a 15-footer. Good for Johnny Samuelson. Johnny with 7 in the quarter, 9 for the game, and the game is tied at 17. Andrews brings the ball across the timeline left side for Manicotic. Dribbles there, guarded by Mark Newton. The clock is under a minute to play in the first half. Andrews gets away with a push-off there on Newton. Now throws the ball across, intercepted by Samuelson. Johnny loses it, regains it, dishes it off to Christensen in the lane, and he lays it up and in. Nice job by Johnny there to regain the loose ball and give a nice right-handed feed in the middle of the lane to Christian. He finished it off. King Cove regains the lead, 19-17 with 30 seconds left. Matt Andrews drives left side, harassed there by Mark Newton. He gets the ball over to Kiko John. Kiko John with it on this side to Theron Paul. He gets the ball out to John again. Now we have Wesley with it. He takes a two-pointer off the rim three times. No good. Josiah Mack with the rebound. His bounce pass is knocked away and stolen. Josiah recovers it, though, lobs it down court for Avery Samuelson. Avery drives, puts it up. No good. The ball is going to go out of bounds to the T-Jacks with 2 seconds to play in the first half. 2 seconds to play, and the T-Jacks have the ball. They're starting to count. Mark Newton grabs it. He throws it out high for Avery Samuelson to Johnny for a long three. It's a buzzer. Good! And that's going to count. Johnny was just inside the half-court circle, hit a three-pointer, nothing but net off the feed from Avery Samuelson. And that extends the King Cove T-Jacks lead at the half to 22-17. An exciting finish there. Coach Ralph Lindquist is out on the court talking to the referees about a call or a no-call. Ralph has a very tactful way of getting his point across. And at the end of the first half, the King Cove T-Jacks 22, the surprisingly tough Manicotic Lynx 17. The Lynx doing an outstanding job slowing down the T-Jacks' high-powered offense here in the first half. We'll give you a quick scoring rundown for the first half. And the game with Manicotic led after one period 10-6. King Cove outscored Manicotic 16-7. I just wrote 17. That's not going to work. 16-7 in the second quarter, and they lead 22-17. T-Jack scoring led by Johnny Samuelson with 12 after a very slow start. He didn't get on the board to the final minute of the first quarter. Avery Samuelson and Mark Newton with 4 apiece, and Christian Christensen with 2. So we'll send it back to the studio for Virgil, and we'll be back with you in about 8 minutes for the start of the second half of this exciting first-round matchup between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Manicotic Lynx. Virgil?
All righty. Thank you so much.